Here's a thought I'll title, The Most Important Tool in the Darkroom. Ansel Adams used to preach that the most important tool in his darkroom was the garbage can. And obviously, he was trying to get at the idea that you have to work a print pretty significantly in order to have it be truly finished to the best of your capabilities. Well, things haven't changed just because most of us are now working in a digital darkroom. I believe the corollary of the garbage can in the digital darkroom is the virtual copy. It didn't take me long in the digital workflow, particularly with Lightroom and its non-destructive editing capabilities, that I didn't want to spend any time processing that original import. Even though I wasn't doing anything to the file, it was so much cleaner in some regards to always work on a virtual copy. So that's the first thing I do. Once I decide I'm going to work on an image, I make a virtual copy, take that over into the develop module and work on it there. Or if I need to, I can export it into Photoshop and work on a copy of it there. The strategy that works for me is that original capture is never processed. It's the ultimate reference point for all the processing that I eventually do. But like I say, all that processing is done on virtual copies. Here's the important difference, however, between Ansel Adams' garbage can and the virtual copy strategy that we now have available in Lightroom, and that's this. When I make a virtual copy, I don't have to throw it away because it doesn't really clog anything up. I can always just throw it in the bottom of a stack. And whatever I was thinking about at that time may be led to a dead end, but it may not be a dead end if I go back to processing that image or that variation, that virtual copy, at some point down the road. Maybe there's an idea there that I can use to complete the processing of that image. Or maybe there's a processing sequence of steps that I can copy and paste onto another image, perhaps from a completely different project or a completely different decade. Thought of this way, each virtual copy becomes a new teacher. It shows a certain result of our thinking up to that point. And even though that may have been a dead end for the project I'm working on, the reason I made the first virtual copy, that's okay. I can either make another virtual copy from that virtual copy, or I can go back to the original file, make a new virtual copy, and start all over. Whether you're Ansel Adams working in the wet darkroom, or all of us working in the digital darkroom, the key idea here for me is that the terms making art and editing are essentially synonyms for the same activity. If you're not editing, you're not making art. The way I tend to think about it is, if I don't progress through at least a half a dozen drafts of one kind or another, I'm fooling myself. I haven't really explored the image in depth. I may start off with a great idea of what I want that image to be, but the very process of editing it and processing it and making changes to the image will give birth and rise to new thoughts and new ideas and new possibilities. If I dodge the upper left-hand corner, maybe I need to burn the lower right-hand corner. And I didn't realize I needed to burn the lower right-hand corner until I saw it in comparison to the dodged upper left-hand corner, etc. That's what I mean by saying, if you don't progress through at least a half a dozen drafts, you're fooling yourself. Precisely because you don't give yourself the opportunity to see other ideas that may not be so obvious, that may be buried in the image, that may not become manifest until you do a little processing. In the previous world, in the analog darkroom, all of those various alternative processing, dodging and burning, etc., all went into the garbage can because the garbage can was the route to the final print. The principle hasn't changed, just the logistics have changed, and that's where virtual copies come into play, and in my way of thinking, are the most important tool in the digital darkroom.
Copyright 2024. Lenswork Publishing.